Colin, 91-88 win over Glasgow tonight. Talk me through the performance, first of all.
Well, it was very up and down. We come out firing. Defensive rotations are, you know, on point. But then we lost it in the second quarter. I think we scored like 6 points, missed a load of free throws. But, we had to dig deep and defence. People hit big shots at big times.
You came into the game, obviously, off the bench, had a big third and fourth quarter. Tell me through your night tonight.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes I might, get played a few minutes here, a few minutes there, and I don't really get warm and get into my rhythm. But today, obviously, I made a huge impact straight away coming off the bench, so I think he had more trust in me and left me out there for a little bit longer and obviously performed well today.
Yeah. What was the chat at half-time, obviously, considering the second quarter and yet the fact that you only scored something like 8 points in that second quarter?
Atiba just came in and just said, we've got to keep our heads, keep playing hard, playing together, moving the ball around more, because we were taking bad shots in the second quarter and missing them. So he just told us, keep our calm, defensive rotations and move the ball, and we got open shots.
And you saw a notable difference, especially towards the end of the third and then throughout that fourth quarter. You really seemed to rally, and then, last 2 minutes, it was anyone's game really, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we made big shots, and then we got the crowd behind us. That helps a huge amount. We just finished the game out. Mm. Nice.
I spoke to BJ a couple of weeks ago after the Durham game, and he said that was one of the things that the team was conscious of, finishing out games. Okay, you had that blip in the second or third, but you certainly finished the game off tonight, didn't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. It seemed like we just all come together. Everyone was working hard, everyone was on the same page, and I think that's key with our team, everyone just being on the same page, same rotations, and know what each other of us are, what our strengths are, basically.
You're now into, what is it, a fifth consecutive win. It seems like you've got all the momentum behind you. What's the feeling in the room coming down the stretch now?
Oh, it's everyone's happy, smiling, everyone's got a smile on the face. So it's really positive right now, and, we just need to carry this forward.
What's the difference been?
I suppose, just like I say, being on the same page, people clicking, people picking each other up, people, everyone's working hard now. So that's the difference.
Is it taking a while to adjust to, obviously, Mike Cook coming in, you lose Alan Payne. Is that taking some adjustment to get to?
It did in the early stages, but now he's an amazing player. We've just got to find him. He's obviously found his role now, and we've just got to work off him.
What about Bristol next up? Obviously a team that, they don't seem to travel that well.
Yeah, well, we can't overlook them either, because we lost them in the season. They're a good team, got a good coach, got a good structure, good shooters. So we've just got to be the same as they, just, go out there, work as a team, play hard.
What have you made to the matchup between yourself and the Flyers so far this year?
Like I was saying, we've got a lot more depth. We've probably got the most deep team in the league. So for them, obviously not overlook them, and no offence to them, but we should, definitely win.